Once you do start treatment, and particularly if you choose to use FOLFOX, then you find yourself in the issue of neurotoxicity. You find yourself in the issue of hypersensitivity. We have allergists now who are desensitizing patients to oxaliplatin so that they can continue to receive it. But you really can't get more than 8 or 9, 10 months into a patient, and their natural life expectancy is often 2, sometimes 3, and rarely even more than 3 years, even if you really can't cure them. So I guess it's stepping back and saying, how do I pace myself and how do I offer things in a judicious manner? The British have conducted a study which has argued that giving the treatment sequentially is as good as throwing everything in the refrigerator at them at once. And not everybody here has bought that initially. What I've been impressed with some savvy community oncologists, is that they've actually now, in people who they think don't need a very rapid response, very much want to be treated, and they think have a long life expectancy, they've chosen to use FOLFIRI simply because you can give it almost indefinitely. And you may give it, say, intensively for 3 or 4 or 5 months, but then you sort of spread it out. But you don't usually run into these toxicities where you have to stop. On the other hand, if you need a fast response, FOLFOX is very helpful.
Now, are you talking about FOLFIRI or FOLFIRI Bev?
Well, that's a good question. Can be FOLFIRI Bev. It can be FOLFIRI alone. I think it depends on the patient. Depends on how well they tolerate it, what their bowel function is. I've sometimes started people on FOLFIRI and then added Bev after 3, 4 months, if for no other reason than psychologically we're building, and it's my way of helping them cope with a very difficult problem so they feel that there's something being added to their regimen in a good way.